Good morning, good morning, good morning. So, I'm up early, out to go walk with an amazing pack of dogs that have taught me so much through the years that we've gone on these hikes together. So, I'm really grounded, I'm really centered whenever I'm gonna go spend time with the pack, because it's really important that all of our energies, we're dependent on each other, and we affect each other, but it's at the forefront of us coming together. And people often ask me what calibrating means, and that's kind of in the ballpark of what it means to me. It's coming together and acknowledging that there are other people in our vicinity that are there to complement us, grow us, and teach us, inspire us. And we are doing the same in every decision and action that we choose to do. And we affect the people around us in that energy, and it behooves us to get into alignment with each other, to act together as a unit, as a team, and flow energetically and fill in where others lack and lead where we lead the best. So that sounds like it's simple, and that's kind of what people already know. And I do think that we do to a point, but I also think that the acknowledgement of your team is very important. And I think that's kind of where we've kind of missed the mark, because we're not including team members that should be included in what we really, truly consider our team. So I think we get caught up in just who's in our immediate vicinity, or who we share a bloodline with, or just automatic history with, that is the only people considered our team. So we do kind of, you know, look out for their energy and fill in where they lack, and you know, we kind of lead where we're best suited in that situation, in that unit. But I would like to expand who you include as your team member, or at least have you calibrate it more precisely to your heart and your surroundings and environment. So I bring to mind that, okay, family, maybe just the family under your roof, but what about extended family in other states? And then you get to friends, only close friends, best friends, all of your friends. At some point, like, you get out to, you know, your work friends, the community, and all of those situations like that. And I would challenge you to open up your team for as large as you can open it up for, because that is the amount of ripple effect that you'll put into that team and generate those good vibes and those frequencies and energies that go out and create that powerful ripple effect for people that are really on your team. So once we go out of, you know, people that you work with and the associates, and what about people, your neighborhood, you know, what about your city, your county, your state? How about your country? How about your race? How about, is it your racial race, or is it a human race? So that exponentially grows your team. And I just wanted to bring awareness to the acknowledgement of who's on your team for the more powerful ripple effect that you can create. So be calibrated on who you are, who you include on your team, how you calibrate with them, arriving to the most productive and efficient energy, frequency, vibrational level with each and every one that's on your team, to become in alignment with them would behoove you and everyone involved. So I challenge you to open up your heart, your mind, and expand your team so that you can grow your power, your influence, your inspiration, your abilities, your resources. And we can start there. Acknowledgement is powerful. You can't do anything great on your own. It takes a team, a unit, a village. So let's grow, guys. Have the most amazing day ever.